and empowers to follow him wherever he may go. Now, why am I emphasizing this? This isn't a minor theme from my understanding. I have a friend, a pastor, an evangelist, very powerful evangelist, someone that I have a great deal of confidence in his experience and his understanding. I like being around him. He's a good man. And recently, we were working together at some camp meetings in South America, and he's been an Adventist longer than I. He was raised an Adventist. And after some meetings one night where we'd been sharing prophecy to probably about 400 or 500 people, and we were staying in the same room, and we got into a discussion, and he told me this story. He said that there was a time when he believed that the time prophecies of Daniel 12 were to be reapplied at the end of the world. And he says he never preached it, he never taught it, but he did discuss that possibility in the congregation more than once with kind of an open mind about it. And then he realized through his studies that that was incorrect, that that was fanaticism, that that was something that the spirit of prophecy opposed, and that the pioneers' understanding of Daniel 12, that all those time prophecies came to a conclusion by 1844, that they were correct. But this is what he told me. He says, and even though I knew by faith that Daniel 12's time prophecies were fulfilled by 1844 and that they would not be reapplied at the end of the world, he said, I never had the understanding or the ability to identify the 1335 in such a way as to use it in my evangelistic series. He says, when I was doing evangelism and I came to Revelation 12, I just very quickly passed over that because I understood it was true based by the historical evidence. Yes, the pioneers were true, but I didn't understand the implications enough that I could share it with conviction and share it with in a, such a way that it was an important and relevant point for evangelism. And he says, and he told me, he says, you know, when you were sharing with the brethren here this evening, he says, please take the time and explain to me how you understand the 1335. Why is that a point that is relevant? And very briefly, I'll give you my answer, and it made sense to him as well. And the lights turned on for him, and he says, now I see it. I can use it in